Hello?
Hello, this is the customer support. We're turning your phone call.
I'm sorry?
Customer support, we're turning your phone call.
Is this the one about the iPhone?
I'm not sure, man. This is a third-party call center, and we're just returning your phone call that you called earlier.
I called a 1-800 number.
Yes, ma'am.
I was trying to track the iPhone I won.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code, please?
35150.
First and last name?
McLaughlin.
First name?
Shannon.
Okay, can you verify your address that's on the account?
572 Center Hill Road, Lot 5, Sylacauga, Alabama.
Okay, ma'am. So, you called in to track the iPhone, but that what you entered for was for a sweepstakes, and you paid $7.95 to enter that sweepstakes. So, it's for a drawing for at the end of this month.
But it said I won.
Yeah, but at the bottom, it says it was a sweepstakes entry. You paid $7.95 to enter a sweepstakes.
Okay. I'll read the fine. I took pictures of the contact information and everything, but I'll read that fine print again.
Okay, yes. Because it says congratulations By placing your sweepstakes entry for the WinBeak sweepstakes, you will be charged an entry price of $7.95 today. You may opt in to re-enroll monthly.
Oh, I have to pay monthly?
It said you may opt in to enroll monthly. You don't have to. It said you may.
Oh. So I don't have to?
No.
Okay. So it's not going to be an automatic withdrawal from my account?
No, it shouldn't, because it don't say that. It just say you may opt in. It don't say you was enrolled to opt in.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just checking. I was going to see if I could find a tracking number, but I didn't know. It was just, it says you have won.
Okay.
But that's okay. Thank you. I'll read the fine print. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anything else I can assist?